them. Now, I have shared with you numerous times on the show that when my partner Mark decides to go to Aldi, get a couple of things, he comes home and he's gone down there before and come home and gone, oh, God, I've just spent $1,000. Like at Aldi.
That's insane. And
portable air conditioner was in that.
That almost could be a good purchase. You've used
it was. Yeah, we have.
You can't put that in there with the absolute obscure things.
The luggage scales.
Luggage scales. You've had no need for the luggage scales.
Yes.
If you've got scales themselves, they'll work. You don't even need luggage scales. You can just pop your bag on there. They'll get the job.
And I remember just chucking them somewhere. And then one day he went to Brisbane and he couldn't find, because I don't remember. Where'd you put those luggage scales? I don't know. You don't need it. Just go out there. I'm sure it's not over the, you know. So.
And he would have been mad because he wouldn't have used his luggage scales.
Yeah, that's right.
The
one time he could use them and Trace has hidden them somewhere because I didn't think we'd use them. So.
And you thought he was over this because we were talking very recently and you go, oh, no, he hasn't done that for a while. And I thought to myself, do you think he's quit? Like, do you think he's retired? No way. He's just, you know what he showed? Excellent self-control for a period of time.
Yeah, well, that all went down the hill on Friday when he had to just pop out and get a couple of things from Aldi.
So he went for food, did he?
Yeah, just a couple of things for dinner, okay. So he's walked in, it was about 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon, walked in with a box of stuff and he goes, oh, can you help me? I've got some more stuff in the car. He goes, I've got some special buys and I've got...
Yes.
Uh-oh.
So he's flagged it. So you weren't going to get the special buys as a big shock in your face for the first time.
Yeah, so I'm walking out the car.
He's almost groomed you to now know that there's special buys in the car. He's done the groundwork.
So there's four obscure things he's bought.
Four?
Yep.
Are they connected?
No. Oh. So the first one was Cluedo, the board game.
Okay.
I mean, because you know he loves his board games. So last night we played Cluedo.
You actually played
had three
it.
Games. He won 2, I won 1. Okay, so he's got that.
So did you enjoy it?
Oh, I just sort of did it to, you know.
Appease?
Yeah, because I was in the bedroom watching something and he goes, do you want to play Cluedo? I thought, yeah, let's play Cluedo.
Okay.
So we've done that.
You'll play again soon?
Probably not.
No.
I've done it once. You've okay. It, yeah. The second thing was a neck reading light. So this is light that you put around the neck and it's got two spotlights to help you read at night. I said, honey,
how much reading does he do?
Yeah, none.
When's the last time he's read a book?
Yeah, no.
Have you ever seen him read a book?
No.
So he doesn't read?
No.
Do you read often?
I've read in probably the last 4 years, I've read the 50 Shades series.
Okay, so not often.
And the Cory Parker.
So you don't read often?
No. So they'll go in a drawer like the luggage scales when he needs them.
The lights, was he saying they're for him, you, or he didn't even...
No, he just said, because I said, what were you using this for? Because, you know, when you just want to read. And I just said, we don't. Yeah, so I sort of rubbished
just
a bit.
Just put a lamp on like a normal person.
And he sort of gives it a good spin. Oh, no, I think we'll use it. The next thing is we've got a lot of those, you know, vegetable choppers, all the different systems you get to chop, and we've got a lot of them.
Yeah. Infomercial things, you see.
Yeah.
So you can julienne.
Yeah, that.
Your carrots.
We don't have enough, obviously, because he came in with an electric one. But this one's electric. The others are just, you know, you push down and do all that.
But does he do much of the cooking in terms of that stuff?
Like, no, not really. It'd be for me.
For you. Okay, he's got another appliance.
There's three, and they weren't really that expensive. Then we get to the most expensive one.
Oh, this is the big ticket item.
So he's going out and he goes, I just got one more thing, and I've walked out with him and he's pulled something out of the car and it's heavy and massive. He's grabbing it out.
What?
I'm there, what is this? It's a safe.
What?
It's a goddamn safe, guys. And I said, well, he goes, you know, to put our valuables in. I said, what valuables have we got that we're putting in a goddamn
safe? What did he say?
Oh, like my passport, because it's fire resistant too if the place burns down. So we've got a safe.
It's heavy, like it's heavy-ish, but not that heavy that you can't just walk out the house with
it. That's what I said.
Didn't you two just carry it in, or did he carry it in? Did you help him?
No, he didn't. I said,
so it's a one-man job.
I said, if the robbers come in and see a safe, they're going to know where all our stuff is. Not that there is stuff, but they're going to pick up the safe and walk it out.
That's
and
what
he
mean?
Goes, no, there's bolts that you bolted into the ground, so they can't.
Yeah, but you don't own the house. You can't just start putting bolts into a rental because you bought a special buy from Audi of a safe. So you said what things we put in there, and his answer is my passport.
Yeah, because I don't have one. So after all that, because he's went down for a couple of things, and over $500 later.
Brilliant. How much was the safe itself?
I think it was about $150.
$150, okay.
So
that's pretty good, really, for that price.
So let's see if it goes another month or he's back down next week.